Francisco Lopez has a small coffee plantation in the East Timor countryside. Last year, he made slightly more than $100. He says it is a good price, but still not enough to buy what they need. After the people of East Timor voted for independence from Indonesia in 1999, many thought the country's economic hopes lay in coffee. But as exports increased, the price of coffee in the world market dropped. The East Timor group Cooperativa Cafe Timor has joined with international aid organizations to help farmers produce and market higher quality coffee for specialty coffee shops like the U.S. chain Starbucks. It also encourages farmers to grow other crops like vanilla and raise cattle to supplement their incomes. But improving the agricultural sector alone will not solve the growing poverty in urban areas, where 40% of the population is unemployed. New industries and development are needed to create jobs and give people reasons to spend money in East Timor. Tourism is slowly growing. Paul Piaye came from Australia not just to enjoy the quiet beaches, but also to race in the Tour de Timor, the country's first international cross-country bicycle race.
I'm impressed. They're getting there. They've still got a long way to go.
Developer Tony Jape is building a new modern office and apartment complex and betting that the country will continue to develop.
Let's look forward. I think a lot of people have focused the past, and now this project will give a pride to the Timorese and the government and the people here.
East Timor is also becoming a major energy producer. The development of oil and gas resources in the East Timor Sea has so far generated close to $5 billion in revenue for the government. How the government uses this revenue is a matter of debate in the parliament. Some of the money now goes to buy rice from Vietnam, which is then sold below cost in East Timor to help the poor. Critics like the former Prime Minister Mari Alkatiri with the opposition Fretilin Party say this policy hurts local rice producers who cannot compete.
If that you are subsidizing the rice, you are really distributing rice for a very cheap price, it means that people are not going to produce rice in the country. You are stopping the productivity of the country. You are really blocking the productions. And this is not the kind of development that we are looking for.
All seem to agree that the money should be used for long-term development needs like roads, education, and health care. Maria Lai is a member of the ruling CNRT party, the National Congress for Timorese Reconstruction. She says first on the government's list is building new power plants.
The government have identified that the critical problem that we have at the moment is electricity for all the population, and we are starting. We hope that it will finish in 2 years later, maybe at 2011.
But this plan has also come under criticism. The proposed power plants will burn heavy oil, which must be imported and causes pollution. And there have been questions over how and to whom contracts get awarded. Arguments over the details of how to spend East Timor's newfound wealth continues to slow the pace of economic progress. Brian Padden, VOA News, Dili.